Well, good deal. So we have the opportunity to hear from Pastor Rajan tonight, and so thankful to have him here with us. He flew in end of April, spent some time with a family over in Ohio, and then Luke and I picked him up on Thursday night, and he's been, Bob and I had lunch with him on Friday, and he had dinner with the Halleys, and he's had dinner with the Borsicks and lunch with us, so yeah, it's been really good. So you'll hear he's got a long way to go and a short time to get there. They've really got a lot going on in their ministry, so more than I thought. So as he talks, you'll pick up on the fact that there is the orphanage that they have. They also have an elementary school on their campus. They also do ministry to lepers in the leper community, helping to feed folks in the leper community. They have a living water project where they drill wells on church properties, helping to legitimize those churches and then create an opportunity for people to come to those churches to get fresh water. And then what else am I missing, Pastor Rajan? So he's got the Bible school where they train pastors, and they have planted some 11 churches in the area. They planted one on the orphanage campus that Rajan pastors. So there's a lot of things going on. And then 2 weeks before he came, they bought 1,000 baby chicks to start a chicken farm. So that's going to help with providing food for the orphanage, and then they'll also be able to sell that for income. So a lot of things going on. He's got great vision for things to continue to grow and expand. He's talking about another orphanage in a mountain community where there's more water. And so just some things on the horizon, too. So we'll have a lot of opportunity to hear from him. Then afterwards, he's got some materials. They've got children, kind of like a compassion program that they need sponsored. He'll have those some children up here with names and pictures, and we'll be able to take a look at that. And then also, while we're eating, probably going to eat in here tonight, while we're eating, we're going to loop some photos, right? And then he's going to have some opportunity to share some videos, too. That's kind of after we're done. That are just kind of quick clips about the different ministries that they have there in India. Sound good? So, Pastor Rajan, if you want to come, I'll pray for you and you can get started. So, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to hear from our brother and what you're doing in India, in and through Rajan and Helen, his wife, their children, the staff there. And we just thank you. Pray that you'd help us to be good hearers and that you would help us to respond and to help them in their needs. And Lord, we also ask for your wisdom in what you would have us to do in our relationship moving forward. Is this something where together we could be stronger? It would be good for Rajan and his ministry at Agape as well as for us here. And so as we hear from him, that we would be thinking short term how we can help him with a particular project that he has needs of right now, and that we would also be thinking and praying long-term, what would you have for us possibly in the future? So help us to listen with those kinds of hearts. We trust that you'll move and help us to know what you would have for us and to move forward in faith. So thank you for this opportunity. Because of Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah. An opportunity and so a privilege to have a worship and praise and worship to the Lord. Maybe we are, I'm coming from different country, we are worshiping the same God. I speak different language, different color, but we are worshiping only one true God. Here I want to share the message from chapter 5, Luke chapter 5. Verses 1 to 11. This miracle happened the beginning of Jesus' ministry time. Now we know all these stories, but this is very closer to my life experience. He have an empty boat. He don't have any fish. He tried the whole night, but he didn't got anything. But God have a great plan for him. The same way my life, I spend my life like a emptiness of my life, in my life. But when I come closer to God, when I give my life to God, God sit in my life. God take control of my life. Then I will be a blessing to many people. So God wants to bless us in the same way in our life. And unless we give to our life to God, unless He control our life, we never be a blessing to others. You know, when I see the first word, crowd surrounding Him and listening to the word of God. Now in Jesus' time, wherever Jesus went, there is a bunch of people, number of people gathering and around Him and following Him. Some people following for the food. Some people following for the healing. Some people following because His message is very much touching and transforming. And also some disciple, all the time they are following Jesus Christ. Now we are gathering here. The purpose of glorify His name and hear His word so we can be blessing to other people. That's why God gathered here with a purpose. It's not just an accident. God have a plan and purpose for each, every one of us. So He is our Father. He wants to take care of all our needs. When Jesus' time, 5,000 people come, He just feeded them. What is the purpose? The purpose is He is the Father. He wants to feed them. Whether they come to Christ, whether they follow or not, He wants to feed them. He wants to help them. So in the world, many people willing to follow God. Many other different reasons. In India, people following. Sometimes people following for the just basic need. Sometimes people follow because they know He is a real God. Now because of that word, the word said, they are listening to the word of God. That's a touching word. Here people are really following Christ to listen His word. The word is very, very important. God created everything in the world through His word. So when Peter and his friends hear His message, His word, and they have a faith on them, then only he obedient to God's word. You know, in India, lots of people are willing to hear the word of God. Many years before, there is a village called Chekadipatti nearby our champion home, where is our mission base. So in that village, we saw the Jesus movie. Now we don't have an opportunity to share the Jesus movie because the situation is not good. We don't have an open air preaching. We don't have a Jesus movie because the political situation is not good. Lots of, you know, the persecution is going on. So 2 years before we shared the Jesus movie, many people come and see the Jesus movie. And people, half of the people willing to see the movie continuously. And suddenly the Hindu militant movement group come there and trying to break the projector and they ask stop the film. So we stopped. One of our boy went quickly and take the projector and run away. He saved the projector. But then we come out from the village and standing in the bus stand, some of the people come, followed us, ask us, come and saw the Jesus movie. They are really longing, they are really willing to see, hear about Jesus. Other people are stopping. So years pass, we started the orphanage project and school project. Now, the same group of people who opposed us, who stopped the film show ministry, they are coming to us. Recently, we conduct the gospel meeting within our campus. The PA sitting man is a Hindu militant movement man. He had a chance to sit there and hear the message because he is in charge of the, you know, the PA sitting thing. And another one, headman, he is also the belongs to the Hindu movement. One day he come with a bike, with his small child. He came to me, he asked me, please pray for my child. I take my child to the many hospital, but still he is feeling sick. I have a faith on Jesus. Please pray for my child. So God is touching and transforming the people. So our work is, we have to share the gospel. We have to share the gospel. God said, go and make disciple all nations and teach them to obey my commandments. So as a Christian, we are the present day's disciples. We are not just a believers. We are the present day's disciple. God said, go and make disciples. So we are the present day's disciple. We have a responsibility to make a disciples others. Very important thing is, we have the gospel. The Bible says, the pure milk. Without the milk, baby will not survive. The same thing, without the gospel, people will not survive. Without gospel sharing, people never come to Christ. So it's our big responsibility to go and make disciple. God said, go make disciple all the world. All the religion people, all the culture people, all the country. So if we did, then he gave the promise, I will be with you all the time. Sometime we are catching only the promise, we forget what is before. God said, I will be with you all the time. When you did, when you finish your work, if you did really do the gospel work and make disciples. John 8:32 says, you will know the truth and truth will set you free. In India, many people are in darkness, in bondages, sin, sickness. They don't have a health care. They don't have education. The reason is, they don't have a gospel. If the really the gospel go to them, the truth, they hear the truth, the truth will set them free from everything. When I go to the village side, sometime, you know, the youth use lots of alcohol and gambling and roaming here and there. If the gospel goes to them, they realize their responsibility. They will work hard. They will take care of their family. They will not be lazy. So the very need is, we have to share the gospel. We have to share the truth so that the truth will set them free. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, our father desire is to save, desire all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's our father's desire. We are his children. We are his disciple. We need to fulfill our father's desire. He is longing. He is waiting for the many people must come to the knowledge of the Lord. So many times we are willing to invest, we are willing to give for just a social work. Social work is good. It will help them just live in the world happily and peacefully, smoothly. It's okay. And apart from that, we have a big responsibility to share the gospel so that they can come and know a living God. The second word says, he got into one of the boat, the one belongs to Simon, and asked him to put out in a little from the shore. Then he sat down and talked to the people from the boat. It's a wonderful thing. The crowd is pressing Jesus. They want to hear the word, his message. He need to set up the stage. He don't have a stage there. He used the boat. Probably two boats and just laying one wood like that. It is like a, you know, stage. I don't know how Jesus used it. It says he went in one boat, sit on the boat and share the gospel. Now we know the Peter situation is not good. He tried all night. He didn't got anything. He is an empty hand. But Jesus is asking his boat to sit and preaching. Not only he is asking him to pull down, pull little bit in the sea. I don't know what he feel, but he gave his boat to God to extend the kingdom of God. So whatever we have, we need to give to God to extension his kingdom. He have a just empty boat. Nothing is. But he give to the Lord. He used just the empty boat to preach the gospel. Our life is sometimes empty. We work hard, we earn money. At the end of the time, we got nothing. We don't have a happy. But when we give to our life to God, as a Peter did, many people will bless. I can use my life as an example. When I was a little boy, I lost my mother. When I was 1 year old, I lost my mother. He took poison and died, and I and my elder brother went to orphanage and studied there and grew up in the orphanage. When I was 14 years old, I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I take baptism. And another one, youth meeting, I give my life to God to serve the Lord. Then this pass, I forgot everything. I went to the job and working, earning money like that. One day, I'm living in High Court, retired judge house. Because he said he is going to help me to get a government job. So I lived in that house and helped him. So on the time, the judge's son is a lawyer, High Court lawyer. He asked me to do some ritual, Hindu ritual things and pujas. He gave the big pumpkin. The top of the pumpkin is a candle. So I can take the pumpkin with the red powder and make circle in his bungalow and break in the road so that all the bad things go away. So that's a Hindu thing, Hindu belief. He asked me to do this. Then I said, no, I don't do that. Because I grown in the orphanage, I grown in the Christian values, I don't have a faith. But then he forced me. Then on the night, I pray to the Lord. Lord, because of the job opportunity, I don't want to involve the Hindu thing. What is your plan for me really? Tell me, Lord. I cried and seek the Lord. Then read the Bible. God told me the particular passage. There are two, you know, the ladies, you know, going, approaching the empty tomb of Jesus Christ. Their thought is, who will help them to drive out the stone so that they can enter into the tomb and see Jesus' body? That's what they're thinking. They are going, they saw the two angels. They said, Jesus is resurrected. He is not here. That's the message I got. And the angel said, go and share your brothers. As he told, he is resurrected. Then when I read that passage, the passage is talking to me. Many people are seeking the real God in the empty tombs. So your job is go and share He is resurrected. He is a true God. So God telling me again and again, then I come out of the house and take permission, get out from that and come to the village. I mean the city. Then I don't have any job. I don't have a money. I don't have a food. And fasted and prayed. I live in the little, small, little shed. God tells me something. I expect a great ministry. But how can I start the ministry? I don't have an education. I don't have a theological knowledge. Then days pass. I work in the polytechnic as a practical tutor. And part-timely I studied MA sociology and also 1 year church planters training and also involving lots of ministry. Then on the time, one day, old aged lady come with the two little kids. She said, these two little kids are purely orphan. Please take care. Then I prayed and take them into my house room, small room. And feed them and educate them. That's the way the orphanage started. Just from the zero level. Nothing in my hand. Actually, I am starving for the food. By faith, I started the ministry. Now, we have 102 children. 102 children. We have other ministries. When we saw the Peter's situation is like the same. He don't have anything. But simply he obeyed to the Lord. God blessed his life. Sometimes we feel our life is empty, empty boat. We have a lot of emptiness. Sometimes people are so much rich in the material, but they are very poor in spiritually. Some people spiritually very rich, materially poor. You know, that's an empty, empty life, emptiness in our lives. Then I start my ministry from the zero level. Nothing, nothing is just obedient to God. God blessed. So when we obey to God in a little things, He will take care of us. And another one story I could share from Divya's life. We saw the Divya. She is studying in our orphanage. Whenever we have the prayer in the morning and evening, we ask the children to pray for the rest of the family members. And she continually pray for her mother so that she can know about Jesus and she can come to our Lord. She prayed continually. One day her mother come and see me. She said she have a lots of debts problem. All the family member hating her, she want to commit suicide. That is her final statement. Before the suicide, before she commit suicide, she come and talk to me so that I can take care of her two little children. Then I called her and shared about Jesus. I asked her, please come to the church regularly. And God will use you and bless you like that, I said. And she come regularly. She come to Jesus. And she got baptism. And when I visited her village, she have a very small little, you know, the tent. She is living. And she is willing to give the small tent to share the gospel message. We started the ministry there. Now many people are coming to the prayer meeting. Not only many people are coming, God using Divya's mother in a great way. Before I come, 2 weeks before she shared the witness in front of the church, she said, in her village, a man is in nearly dying condition. They take them into the hospital. Hospital says, no, he will never leave. So take him to the house. Then they are waiting, the whole family waiting for his death. Then she went, she prayed for that man. She take a little cup of the water, just a cold water, and prayed over there. and sprinkle above the man and give the water to that man. He drink. Within an hour, he stand up and walk in the village. God is moving in powerful way. God is touching and transforming the people. So God is inviting us to be a part to Him. God is asking us to become a partner. The great work is going on. Many villages, they don't have a witness, Christian witnesses. Many orphan children are waiting. When we see the children, we just see the children sometime. We have to see their future. If they come to Christ, the whole life, you know, their generation will come to Christ. The whole generation will know about Jesus Christ. We are not just giving a few amount, $40 just for the feeding. We are taking care of the, you know, earthly needs, and also we are teaching them, we are giving the truth. The truth is setting them free so that they can help others. So in this passage, we are know that just an empty boat, God is using Divya's life, just a small hut. She lives, she gives the small hut for the Christ. We are conducting prayer. Now she is taking, lots of children are coming. And she is telling Bible stories and they are singing a song. Whenever I go to the prayer meeting to her, so she called the number of children, they sing a song, Christian song. The message is going on because of the just one girl come to the orphanage. Through her, her mother is come to Christ. The whole village is knowing true Jesus, true God. For just an empty boat, it's remembering us. Verse 3, we read that, put out in deep water and let down the net for catch. You know, Peter have a lots of experience in fishing. He may thought, Jesus is only a carpenter. He know how to make the bench and stool, you know, thing. How he know where the fish are? It is the time is not right to catch the fish. But he is saying, now you go and put your net in the deep water. How it is possible? Sometime our knowledge is hindrance to fulfill the word of God. Our knowledge is hindrance to extend the kingdom of God. He have a lots of knowledge. He have a lots of, you know, experience in his life. But he said, Lord, I work all night, but I didn't catch anything. Because you say, I am willing to go. Because you say, I am willing to do that. Then we know, he followed Christ. He put the net. He catch large number of fish. He have a great experience, new way of experience. The deeper level of experience. God is asking us, God is inviting us to bless through the deeper level of experience. So a few months before I decide, I want to go interior villages where there is no gospel. I want to go myself with other pastors. So we drop our vehicle there and walk a miles and see the people and talk to them. Deeper level. Beyond our thinking. Beyond our expectation. God is touching the people. When we enter the village and walking, a few farmers are working in the field. They come to me. They come to us, a team we went. They thought we are the government officers. So they come and they said, we give the application, but they are not considering, he is not considering, he said all the things. And I said, I know one great man. He can do everything. His name is Jesus. There's a chance I can share about Jesus. They simply stop all their work and come and listening the message of God. They said, we will come to the village 7:30 or 6 o'clock. Please stay in the village. After the field work, we will come. You can share more about Jesus. Really, they are longing. They are willing to hear about Jesus. There's a lack of workers. God said, ask the Father so that he can send workers. Today, now it is the true lack of workers. The field is ready for the harvest, but we don't have a workers. So what we are willing to do is we want to train more people. We want to send more people. I come here in the United States with a purpose to seek the partners, to seek the like-minded people. They can come along with us. They can help us, not only just a financial support, they can come and train our pastors. They can come spend time with the children. They can make happy. They give, you know, small games and teach the songs and Bible stories, you know. Just a simple thing. Simple words. The word will touch them and transform them. So God is touching and transforming. Whenever we want to take step deeper level, God is blessing. God is using us. So in the time of my ministry beginning time, we do lots of thing because of enthusiasm. We don't have a great plan for that. We want to share the gospel and do because our own happiness. I want to share the gospel. But days pass. Days run out. I want to so much depend on the Lord. I want to ask the Lord, what you are willing, Lord? What you want to do? So I want to listen. Before I go to the ministry, I want to pray more. And you can lead me, you can guide me, Lord. You know the present, you know the future. You know the who the people are. So I'm so much depends on these days. It is much, much helpful. God is using us in deeper level. Friends, God wants to use you and your family and your church in a great way. Many people are waiting. They want to hear the gospel. Many children are waiting. Orphan children are waiting. So just share the gospel. Just to transform one child. The child will transform many other people. God did a wonderful thing in our ministry. So more than 47% of people in India is less than 18 years old. 47% less than 18 years old. They are the future. They are the foundation of the church. Wherever we go, we see the children first. So the through the children, we are teaching them songs and, you know, the stories, and they can go and share their house. Then through them, we can enter into their house. Wherever we go into the village, there is lots of children waiting and seeing. They are willing to see us and talk to us. They are the key. They are the key person. God is using the children. And finally, sixth word says, when they had done so, they catch such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Peter obeyed his word. Because of the obedient, he blessed so much. Not only his boat filled with the fish and he saw the signal to the partners. They have the empty boat and they are coming, they are helping. They are also blessed. The whole people who are their friends, all the people are so much blessed because simply just one man's obedient. The obedient bring blessing to us and our family and our generation. So he obeyed to the Lord. Then God is blessed him so much. The final word says, 11th word, they pulled their boats upon the shore. They left everything and followed him. That's a very touching moment. They left everything and followed him. They saw Jesus, they heard his message, they obeyed his message, and they did what he says. They was so much blessed. And the blessing is the earthly blessing is there. And they, I don't know what they are, sell the fish and make money. I don't know. Bible says they left everything and followed Jesus. God is expecting us the 100% of obedience. The New Testament way of teaching is not just 10%, 100%. Not just Sunday. The whole day, every hour. God expecting us as a disciple, as a followers, every day we have to follow him. So 100% blessing. Sometimes when believers come, we are asking the first question is, can you give your house to conduct the prayer meeting? We are not expecting your offering. We expect your house. Invite your friends, invite your neighbors into your house. Give a coffee, give a tea, or little snacks. I want to come there and preach the gospel. Make your house as a preaching place. Then God will surely bless you. Bless your family. When God is bless your generation. Many people are doing like that. Some people, the beginning time, little bit hesitation. You know, the India is caste problem. They have a 4 caste. So lower caste Dalit people cannot enter into the other caste people's house. It's a very hard to reach the community, to reach the people. But when they obey to Lord, they open the house for the all the people. It's a very hard, I know. But obedient bring blessing to others. The word says, they left everything and followed Jesus. God is expecting us the same way, 100% obedient. When we obey, God will bless us. God will bless our family. God will bless our future. God will bless our generation. Not only the blessing to our nation, the blessing goes beyond our level, the deeper level. So, where there is no gospel, where there is no vision, people will perish. So, people are waiting for the gospel. We have a big responsibility as a present-day disciples. We just commit ourselves to Lord, and God will use us in a great and mighty way. God will bless many people. Thank you so much for this opportunity. God will bless you. Thank you.